Yeah, so we just mentioned in passing that Rashi says Vesulek of the Chaybina Medina Shemayim, but it doesn't say the Ptur Medina Adam. Like Taisha says, the Chiddush of the Mamre is not the Apat Medina Adam. That's not what the Kaimt to let you hear. Kaimt let you hear that Yechayim Medina Shemayim. Like Taisha says, the whole Tzrichas later is that I would think this case Yepat Medina Shemayim, Kamash Mamon Yechayim Medina Shemayim. I think again Yepat Medina Shemayim, Yechayim Medina Shemayim. So the whole emphasis of the Mamre is to teach you the Yechayim Medina Shemayim. So Rashi, by leaving out that the Ptur Medina Adam confirms the Pshat and Taisus. Okay. I mean, it's just amazing how exact Rashi is. Yeah. Right, so Rashi says, so what is Malacha by Mechatas? That you use it as a weight on a scale. So therefore, you're making a utilitarian entity out of it. So yeah, that's the definition of malacha. Okay. Cool. So Taisus div masul also malacha b'meichata. So just simply, what is Taisus saying? That there's two types of psul. There's a psul in an entity of kedusha, like dam nifsul b'shkiyas hachmanah. So it's in the entity of kedusha. But then there's another kind of psul when you need a machshir. You have to machshir something. You have to be muchshir to create a certain phenomenon. So there's a psul in the hechshir that this is not an entity from which you could produce X. So that's a psul in the hechshir though. But once it becomes the entity, so then you can't undo it. Then you have to just, then Malacha will not undo it. That's Taisus. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, where are we up to? The first one, Kivu Lumesveka, we did already. Burris get it. Ma'avid. Machleg is Taisus and the Rambam. So we explained it already, that according to Taisus, you would think that he is not chayiv because he's doing a mitzvah, kamash malon, that he has to pay. And according to the Rambam, the Chiddush is that you would think that he's not chayiv on the wall because he's doing a mitzvah, kamash malon. He still is chayiv because it might have lasted a little bit longer and he's... Okay, whatever. We did it. Now, what's the next one?
Kofif
Kamasa Shavera Onami, Mao, the same one where I am, and we have a dying Dasu, Roshani Matsu, Dishman, Nami, Lokai, Kamashman. So, what's the Kiddush here? You would think that what? But he's chayev, because a person is chayev on Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah. But why is he patur midinei adam on Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah over here? Because there's a separate halacha that a term niyata b'shmirasam that he has to really be a posheya. So by Ruach Mitzvah he's a real posheya. But by Ruach Hashanah Mitzvah he's not a posheya because he might not have thought about it. Right? But nevertheless, since he was an agent that caused what? Damage, and he should have thought about it, so he's chayiv. In other words, he's chayiv. The p'tur of Mavir is only a special p'tur b'dinei adam, that a Torah miyata b'shmirasa. But it's not a p'tur b'dinei shamayim. A Torah miyata b'shmirasan is not a p'tur in Dinei Shemayim. Dinei Shemayim yechayev like it would have been in any other mazik because it's Ruach Shehinu Metzuyah yechayev. Nafal Managag Ruach Shehinu Metzuyah is chayev. So you would think that even b'Dinei Shemayim you're not chayev. Right? Because the Torah was miyata b'shmirasan. Kamash Malon, no. No, you are chayev. So what's the avmin? What's the maskana here?